Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. I'm Jim with a J, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, one of our heroes around here. He's the chief economist for the NFIB, the purveyor and the king biscuit over at the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. This will be the 45th year, won't it, Bill?
Right.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
I know. And he started right out of elementary school, folks. He started working on this. And it's the only true index of what's really going on with small business owners every single month. And they've been doing it now all these decades, I guess I should say. 10 different indicators. We talked about the hiring was up last time. 6 out of 10 indicators were up, 2 sideways, 2 down. Capital spending, was that sideways?
Capital spending went up 2 points.
Okay.
Not bad.
No. What do you attribute that to?
And plans to make capital outlays over the next 6 months also rose 2 percentage points to one of the highest readings that we've seen since 2008.
What do you attribute that to?
Oh, just better expectations about where things are going to go. We had an all-time high for our earnings index in January, so. These people are making money, and that's good.
Yep.
You look at one of the questions we ask is now a good time to expand your business substantially? 32% said yes. That was up 5 points, and that's the highest in the history of the survey. So they're looking out there now and seeing that things have really changed. The management team really is changing things for the better,
mm-hmm.
and it's working, and so they're ready to climb on board.
So I think so, too, and of course – and we're going to talk about the tax bill in a minute. I think having a tax cut's helping.
Absolutely, it doesn't hurt at all,
right? And even though I've been a detractor of the inequity of the tax bill. Hopefully, our corporate customers having more tax money will cause them to spend more money with us. We're not going to get as much of it as I hoped we would. But we got to be getting some. At least we'll get some crumbs, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Nancy Pelosi's crumbs.
Maybe we'll get some of Nancy's crumbs.
The crumbs that are going out there are certainly going to be good for our customers. But in general, we'll benefit as well, and so we'll benefit directly through lower tax rates and other expensing and other kinds of benefits that are there, and getting rid of the mandatory stuff from Obamacare and. And then our customers will benefit, right? And then they'll come in and spend more money. And so I say reports of profit gains were at a record high level in January for the mm-hmm. fourth quarter. That's good. So we win from the directly and indirectly on the tax thing, even though there better things could have happened.
So the credit market, I consider that to be associated with capital spending. That really hasn't changed much at all. And that's more a reflection, I think, of the way small business owners have decided to manage their business and grow their business since 2008. What do you think?
You pointed that all along. You know, they've 8 years. They've learned how to survive and how to make money. And of course, as soon as the sales started picking up at the end of the year, that goes right to the bottom line very quickly before your costs catch up, like higher compensation and the. Those kinds of costs. So it showed up at the bottom line, and so they've got money, and they can finance a lot of this stuff on their own. Nobody's complaining about credit. 1% said that finding credit financing was their top business problem, just 1%. Can't go any lower than 1, right?
That's right. I guess that's exactly right. sales and all that was that off in January? What was that?
Well, expected real sales were down a couple of points to 25% net. Who thought it would be higher? But that was after a huge increase in December. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very high historically.
Mm-hmm. See, and
keep setting records, as we know, as we notice in the stock market.
Right, and of course, when we talk about if anything's down, folks, these indicators are down from record highs, aren't they, Bill?
Right. I say that. You know, the fact that the expected sales are down 3 points, you know, has to be taken in the context of the fact that it was just really high in December.
Right. Yeah. What do you think about inflation? Are you a lot of people are worried about inflation? What do you are your people are small business owners worried about it?
Well, we're not worried about it, and we're not raising prices. We have, of course, like 35% of our owners raising compensation, and only 10% are raising prices. So we're not passing on all that compensation. That's
We've never been able to do that. We've never been able to have any price. Small business owners, we have a hard time with pricing power. Some of us self-imposed, Bill.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's called competition and what's going on in the markets. Back in the 90s, we did have a fairly long period where the percentage of firms raising compensation and the percentage of firms raising prices were basically the same. So we were passing that on. And when we had some oil price pressures, the same thing happened when oil was $140 a barrel.
Right.
You know, we were raising prices to pass that on.
Are small business owners paying their people more? Are they paying their people more, Bill?
Yeah, well, so we have, you know, historically high record numbers of people saying that compensation is going up.
Yeah, that'll be good for a lot of reasons. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. I want to see what Bill thinks what kind of impact that's having. This is the first real research on Main Street after the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.